Bruchim Haboim, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Parsha class. This week's Parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. Today's date is the 31st day of October, and it is corresponds with the 6th day of the month of Cheshvan. Just a reminder for those people who haven't yet made Kiddush Levana, it's an opportunity to bless the new month, the new moon. So if you have an opportunity to see a clear sky, please don't lose that beautiful mitzvah and advantage to make a bracha. Parshas Lech Lecha is the parsha that encompasses the greatness of Avraham Avinu, the father of the Jewish people, the one who had created the blueprint for Klal Yisrael. And this particular parsha in its own right has many, many fundamental historical events that take place and that have affected the future of Klal Yisrael. Beginning with Pirkei Avos, two famous Mishnayos. Perek Chamishi will begin with Mishnah Gimel, Asora Doros Minoyach V'Ad Avraham. There were 10 generations from Noach until Avraham. Lehodia kama erech apayim lefanov. How much patience, erech apayim, long to anger, that Hashem have. Shekol hadorot hayu machisin uvoin. All the generation that preceded Avraham angered Hashem. Achabo Avraham avinu v'kibel schar kulam. Till Avraham Avinu has come and claimed the reward of all 10 generations. He hit the jackpot. Avraham Avinu had gotten the reward of all 10 generations because of his Mesiras Nefesh, because of his perseverance in bringing the name of Hashem to the world. The next Mishnah that follows Mishnah Dalid states another fundamental fact of Avraham Avinu. The Mishnah says, Asara nisyonos nisnas Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 difficult tests. He was challenged in very, very difficult ways. Va'amad b'kulam. And he stood up and succeeded in all of the challenges. Lehodia, to make known, kama chiboso shel Avraham Avinu, how much Hashem has shown his love to Avraham Avinu. Challenged him because he knew he was able to withstand the tests like a potter who creates clay pots, as the Medrash brings a marshal, and he wants to see how strong his pots are after they have gone through the furnace. And he has to whack it and bang it with a tool to see if it'll withstand the pressure. And by tapping it and banging it, he sees how strong and how successful he was in his job of creating these vessels. Hashem has tested Avraham to show himself and to show Avraham how dear he was to Hashem. The Chideko brings down a very special Pirkei de Reb Eliezer. It's brought down as follows, I will quote it. Asara nisyonos nisnasa Avraham Avinu v'omad b'kulam. almost the identical quote in the Pirkei Avos. But he continues, V'tzafai hoya lefanov. And this was a future projection before Avram Avinu. She'asidim bonov l'nasos l'hakadosh baruch hu, that his children were going to be tested and testing Hashem, asara nishyonos, with 10 tests. V'higdim harefuah l'makosam, and Hashem has put the refuah, has put the antidote, the medication, so to say, before the makah, v'nesehu basara nisyonos, and tested Avram with 10 nisyonos. Avram Avinu's passing of these 10 nisyonos gave the Bnei Yisrael the fortitude and the zchus to survive in the desert with all of the challenges that they challenged Hashem with, all of their different actions, which we know primarily it was with the problems with the man and the Egel Hazav, the golden calf, and the Lashon Hara that took place by the Meraglim, and so on and so forth. The Bnei Yisrael tested the Bnei Hashem. This was a prelude in protecting the Bnei Yisrael by having Avram Avinu pass the 10 Nishyonos. As my Rebbe brings down in his Sefer, quoting Reb Chaim Volozhin in the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, and he writes the following. And this is the words. Kan Amar Avram Avinu. Here, if you notice in Pirkei Avos, it doesn't say just Avraham. He mentions Avraham Avinu, Avraham our father, a relationship. Before, Hashem doesn't mention the word Avinu. Here he mentions Avinu, our father, during the ten generations that he claimed the reward for. What was the point of mentioning that, Avram Avinu? Before, when he mentioned Avram's name, he didn't mention Avinu. Ratzah b'zeh, the Mishnah wanted to teach us, of what it says in Mishlei, Mishalech b'sumo tzadik, a man who walks in righteousness is a tzaddik. Ashrei bonav achabav. Happy are his children after him. Hikama mido shehatzaddik toreach v'yoga lahasigam. A tzaddik toils, works very hard to reach high levels. Lavonav achabav hemo keteva mutva. For his children afterwards, the success of the tzaddik becomes almost second nature for his children. And they arrive to high levels with just minimal amount of effort. Like we see, b'chush, we know this openly. We know even ignorant, non-affiliated or unlearned Jews have given up their lives, al kiddush Hashem, because it was in their DNA of being a product of the Avram Avinu's descendants, that just like Avram Avinu has given up his life at the time where Nimrod threw him into the furnace, the Bnei Yisrael have it in their DNA to give up their lives, al kiddush Hashem. Avram Avinu was a trailblazer. He set the tone. He has done many, many nisyonos successfully. And this has shaped and created the destiny of the Jewish people. And as a result of all this, we are very much aware that the things that Avraham Avinu has done made an indelible impression on his children. Let us begin a little bit with the parasha, and I would like to bring out a novel explanation from the Sefer Be'er Mechokek that tells of Rosh Yeshiva Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We begin the parasha with the following psukim. Pasuk will begin with Pasuk Aleph, and we will try to explain what is being said. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, and Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha, go for your sake from your land, u'mimoladitcha, and from your birthplace, u'mibeis avicha, and from your father's house, el ha'aretz asher areka, to the land which I will show you. Avram Avinu had no clue where he was going. Just go! Just go! Avram's emuna, his faith, was incredible. Let's put it to a more modern example. Let's say Hashem tells you, get into a cab and go. And I'll tell you where to go. So you get into a cab. And the cab driver, he says, okay, where would you like to go? And you tell the cab driver, I don't know, but just go. He might turn around and say, sir, I don't do things this way. What do you mean, just go? I have to have an address. Where would you like me to go? Avram would, if he would be in the back seat, we say, listen, I have faith in Hashem. You just go 10 miles north or wherever your car will take you, and I'll get out after you drop me off at 10 miles. This was the kind of faith that Avram had. And with this, he took his family with him. Something we can't perceive today, but we believe and we know this is to be true. And Avraham is being told in Pasuk Beis, V'yetzecha l'goy gadol, and I will make you for a great nation, V'avorechecha, and I will bless you, V'agad l'shemecha, and I will make your name great, V'heyeh berecha, and you will be for a blessing, V'avorecha mivorechecha, and I will bless those people who bless you, U'makalelecha or, and those who curse you, I will curse. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachais ha'adama. And all of the families of the land will bless you. And they say, I wish that my children shall be so blessed as the children of Avraham. Many a time I've walked into a crowded doctor's office, or into a lobby, or into an airport, and I'm looking at goyim, I'm looking at people that have nothing to do with me, no relationship, and right away I remember this pasuk. All the people over there are non-Jews, or so that they appear, and I remember this pasuk. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachais ha'adama. You're looking at the people who in the future are going to bless themselves and say, our children should be blessed like you. V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachais ha'adama. And you can take this as a good example of doing this on your own when you are surrounded by crowds and crowds of non-Jews. Look around and think of this pasuk. Hashem is saying, V'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachais ha'adama, and all of the families of the world will bless themselves in you. And then pasuk continues, Vayelech Avram, and Avram went kasher diber elav Hashem, so as Hashem has spoken, Vayelech ito Lot, and Lot went with him, V'Avram ben chamesh shanim, v'shivim shana v'tzeisa mechoram. He was 75 years old when he left Haran. And finally, the pasuk which I want to dwell on is Vayikach Avram es Sarai Yishtoi, and Avram took Sarai his wife, ves Lot ben Achiv, and Lot his nephew, ves Kol Rechushom, and everything that they had earned and gained and somehow gotten, Asher Rechashu, which they have either gotten or bought or acquired, the Esanefesh Asher Asu B'choron, and they also took with them the people who they have made in Choron, which is referring to the Bali Tshuva, the Yetzuva Leches Arta Canaan, and they went to Arta Canaan, to the land of Canaan, where Yavo'o Arta Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. First and foremost, we have to understand, as the Chofetz Chaim explains in this pasuk over here, that when they left Ur Kasdim, they were on their way to Eretz Canaan. And they ended up first in Haran. And they didn't stop in Haran, but they persevered till they ended up in the land of Canaan. That the plan in Avram's mind was to end up in the land of Canaan. Many of us have plans of doing lots of mitzvahs and doing things that are very noble and upright and beautiful, but very often they get sidetracked with other things that somehow misguide us or derail us. And the mitzvahs that many times we want to do don't always get done. Here the Torah is telling us, Avram was not distracted. Yes, he ends up stopping in Haran. His father never made it to Eretz Canaan. His father ended up in Haran. But he persevered. His plan was to go to Eretz Canaan, and he finally ended up in Eretz Canaan. Now, what is so very important in this pasuk, and I wanted to dwell a little bit time on it, was that Avraham opened up the first Baal Teshuva Yeshiva. He didn't start it in Eretz Canaan. He started it in Haran. And he was Makarev Nefashos, as the Torah tells us, Asher Ves HaNefesh Asher Asu B'chon. And the soul that he made in Haran, what do you mean he made souls? He made souls, I mean he made minds. He created new minds. People were so indulged and so trapped in the pop culture of idolatry. And he was able to capture their hearts and minds to explaining the foolishness and how ridiculous it was to believe in statues of stone and wood or gold and silver, and explained to them that he was believing and serving a living God. And he opened up the first Baal Tshuva Yeshiva the world ever knew. And because of his success, the Torah tells us and makes a special point, Ve'es HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Choron. It was the souls that he made in Choron that he brought along. Now, this particular aspect of Avraham's unique quality, where he was capable with this specialty of being Makarev, Jewish people, I should say, the countrymen of his surroundings, was shared with his wife. As Chazal, as Rashi mentions, and by the words, Asher Asu B'Choron, Shehechnisa Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, he brought them under the wings of Hashem's holiness. Avraham ben Gayer es Ha'anashim. Avraham was Megayer, the men, V'sara migayeves es hanashim. And Sarah had brought the women under the wings and the Shekhinah of Hashem. They were working side by side each other in bringing these neshamas closer to Hashem. Now, being that he was so successful, he, at this point, was going to be criticized a little bit later for having not done his utmost in being Makarov some people who he was given an opportunity to be Makarov. And what am I referring to? I'm referring to a special incident that is later mentioned in the Parshas Lech Lecha, where you are probably familiar that there was a world war between the four kings and the five kings of Sodom. At that point, Lot was captured by Nimrod and his cohorts, and Avram found out about this. He wanted to rescue his nephew, and he was successful. I want to go into the miracle right now. We may mention it a little bit later, but he was successful. And he brought the people that belonged to the Melech Sodom was there, and the Melech Sodom said the following. The Melech Sodom said, "Ten li hanefesh v'rechush kach lecha, or kach lach. Give me the nefesh, give me my people, and you can keep all the wealth. Thank you for saving my life." The Ran in Masechet Nedarim, as it's brought down in the Be'er Mechokek, says the following. The Ran says, after Avram has given him back his people, he also gave him back his money, except for the money that he kept, he wanted him to be to pay for the assistance that under Eshkol and Mamre helped him during the war. And the Ran says, "V'ilu ikvem la'asma yhoyim machnisim tachas kanfei hashchina." If he would have kept the people that Sodom requested back, made them into believers of Hashem. And Rashi comments, "Below Hayel Olasos Cain, he wasn't allowed to do this. He shouldn't have done this. The Hayel Olagayram, he should have made them into Gerim. And because of this, because he gave them back to Melech Sodom, denying them the privilege of being brought under the Tachas Kanfei HaShchinah, his children were punished. Avram Avinu's children were punished to be slaves in servitude for 210 years in Mitzrayim." It's an awesome, awesome question. What did he do wrong? We have to understand over here, Avram Avinu put his life in danger to save Lot. Pidyon Shvuyim, he's saving his nephew from being captured by Nimrod. And he was asked by the king of Sodom, "Just give me back the people." So it was maybe a mistake, perhaps in a minor way, but why was he punished so severely that his children had to go into Mitzrayim for 210 years? It's hard for us to understand that this was Avraham's punishment. But what we do see over here explains the Rosh Yeshiva. We see over here how important it was to Hashem, the work of Avraham Avinu, the Kiruv Levavos, was so special that Hashem took Avram to task for having returned the people back to the Melech Sodom. It just goes to show us how important it is when you have an opportunity to bring people to Hashem. Do not squander that opportunity, give it up, and ignore it. To do your very utmost and do your best into bringing as many people as you can closer to Hashem. Avraham Avinu was criticized for this. Perhaps it's something hard for you and I to understand. But we do get the message that in the eyes of Hashem, who Avraham Avinu was the one who opened up the first Baal Teshuva Yeshiva, made a tremendous impression in Shemayim, and Hashem therefore demanded from Avraham perfection. He was capable of delivering. We see also that Avraham Avinu, from the way Hashem dealt with Avraham Avinu, we see something so very important. We see over here that the whole parsha, and I mentioned at the outset of tonight's shiur, how the parsha of Lech Lecha has so many historical episodes that have affected the Bnei Yisrael. And everything that has happened to Avraham Avinu made an impression on the future generations. We know when Hashem said to Avraham, Lech Lecha, go, which was one of the few first tests he was given, go, Me'artzecha, Mimolatecha, Mibeis Avicha, just go. And with his emunah, he went. Every step that he made was a mitzvah. Everything he did was considered a mitzvah. And by him walking in Eretz Canaan was actually conquering Eretz Canaan for his children. Every movement that he made for the sake of Hashem Shemayim was in preparation for his children. His nisyonos, his tests, after he came to Eretz Canaan, he had to leave because of a famine. So he had to go down south to Mitzrayim. And there he was challenged with his wife being kidnapped by Paro. And there Hashem helped him. And after Paro was punished and released Sarah, finally he comes back to Eretz Canaan, and there he is met with a quarrel with Lot and the shepherds of Lot and his own shepherds, and he had to go ahead, he had to disengage and defuse this argument that they had. He wanted peace between them. And finally, Lot went to Sodom. He went to the right, away from Sodom. And the Torah continues on with the story of the 4 and 5 king war. And this was all a tremendous, tremendous episode in Jewish history. Because Avraham Avinu was prepared to give up his life to save his nephew Lot. And in the process, miracles took place that saved him from being killed by 5 four trained armies, and he won the war. And the Torah tells us that when he pursued the four kings, by miracle. And the Torah says the night that he pursued the four kings was divided in half. And the Torah tells us one half was to save Avram from the four kings, and the other half was to be used to save the Jewish people at the time of Makkos Bechoros and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, this is the blueprint of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. Yes, unbelievable. And I'll quote the pasuk. It says, "Vayicholek aleihem laila huv avodah vayakem," and he divided himself that night, he and his servants. "Vayakem," and he smote the four kings. "Vayirdefem atchova Hashem Yisrael Damasek," until the place called Chova, which was at the left of Damascus, and he won the war. What was this whole Vayicholek? This Vayicholek was the blueprint of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whatever Avraham did made an indelible impression on Klal Yisrael. And he was constantly challenged with Nisyonos, which he persevered and succeeded. One Nisyon after the other. And this all prepared the Jewish people, as I mentioned at the outset of our parsha today, where the 10 Nisyonos that he succeeded in passing helped prepare the Jewish people to survive the desert when they left Mitzrayim until they entered Eretz Canaan. And we are to realize that what Avraham Avinu has done in his lifetime made a tremendous impression in us. The deeds of our fathers are assigned to his children. We all have benefited immeasurably from his Mesiras Nefesh. We have to learn from Avraham Avinu's perseverance in serving Hashem, his emunah and bitachin, and his being makar of Jewish people, tachas kanfei hashchina, making them closer to Hashem, and not giving up when the goings are difficult and the travels are not smooth. Avraham Avinu's success came only with difficulties. And by learning from Avraham Avinu, we learn to move forward, and we are guaranteed that Hashem will bless our efforts the same way that Hashem blessed Avraham. May we all have the strength and the fortitude to learn from Parshas Lech Lecha what it means to stand tall and strong when it comes to be facing difficulties and challenges, and to have emunah in Hashem, that He's with you all the time, to daven to Him, to ask Him for His assistance, and you will be always assured that He's going to be listening to you, and He'll be there to help you. May we have a wonderful week, and a good Shabbat. All Tov.